It's a very interesting blend of traditional Mexican music and pop, a little blues. What are some of the other influences that you draw from?
Well, you know, my sister and I, we grew up listening to artists like Santana, Eric Clapton. Our father was very much into classic rock. And then at the same time, Miguel Aceves Mejia, Jose Alfredo Jimenez. And so we grew up with basically mariachi rock in the home. And so, you know, we really took that sound and mixed it with Garrett's sound. And, you know, from his previous band and previous work, he really taught us how to groove. Because before that, we didn't really know much about those types of rhythms.
A little bit about your grandmother that inspired this group.
So our grandmother started playing the violin when she was growing up. Her father actually insisted that she learn how to play the violin. Then after high school, she got married and she didn't play for quite a long time. And then when her and my grandfather divorced, she picked it back up. So at this point, she's in her 50s or 60s. And then she was involved in the Hyatt accident in Kansas City. So she was an older woman, but the entire group was females, and she was pretty well known. I mean, they were an up-and-coming band in Topeka, and they were getting a lot of press when that accident happened. And after her recovery, which took a couple years, she turned the mariachi into a more of a learning experience, and she always had students coming in and out so that, you know, she could pass that on through teaching. And that's how me and my sister were involved. I mean, we probably did it for 12 to 13 years. But that was her goal. You know, she loved that music. It was her entire life. That's what she funneled all of her energy into after she was divorced. And so it was just important to her that, you know, it keep going, basically.
And so she passed the tradition on to you. Did you resist? I mean, as a young person, you know, we all rebel when we're like about 13, you know. What are you rebelling against? What do you got, you know? Or did you just always embrace it?
You know, we didn't really have a choice. There's a joke that there is actually still hanging up in my parents' house, a picture of me and my grandmother. I'm the oldest sister. So a picture of me in a little boy's mariachi outfit when I was maybe two or three. So it was always just understood that me and my sister would do that.
It's nice that you're carrying on the tradition and passing it on to the next generation, because music like this, if it's not played, it's like polka music, you know, if it's not played, it goes away, unfortunately. And so much of the music becomes the center of the community. And this is the music that brings people together.